For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, moreover, concerning the stranger which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house,
he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake.
Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, and whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand, and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went.
All men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you, brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last. Shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you? And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted.